Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back in. It is the Fan After Dark Hour, number 2 of the program. On an abbreviated show tonight, we're taking you up until midnight. And then, of course, we're on 9 to midnight as well Wednesday. And then I want to say it's a day game on Thursday. And so we'll be on 7 to 11 normal time. And then Friday, what's our schedule Friday? I want to say 9 to midnight again. That's right. So, yeah, that's what's crack-a-lackin'. And then you get a little Blake and Fred on a Saturday afternoon and then Mother's Day on Sunday.
Man, so. if we really go to midnight on Friday, your boy is going to be struggling because I was planning to go to Austin because I've got some friends in town visiting. But I was originally thinking if that's an 11 p.m. ending versus, you know, midnight, yeah, that goes from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. arrival time. So I'm going to check that right now.
Yeah, no, I'm almost positive because I know we're on Friday. I knew we were on Friday. I just wasn't sure what time. So anywho, I tell you what, the season's flying by. I didn't realize that Nathan Eovaldi had already pitched 8 games this year. It just seems like, man, we are rocking and rolling. And, of course, that win today moves your Texas Rangers to 18-18 on the year. And we'll keep an eye on the rest of the games as well
today. We got
today.
The MVP rankings.
For baseball?
By Major League Baseball so far for the NL and AL. Any guesses who is in the top 5 for either of those?
I have none. I mean, if this was 4 p.m., then I'd probably have a lot more, but at 10 p.m. on a day like today, I just
so for the NL, me. Fernando Tatis Jr., okay, leads all of Major League Baseball, or excuse me, the NL for okay. MVP, Pete Alonso, second.
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani in third, Kyle Tucker in fourth, and Corbin Carroll in fifth. And then the AL side, Jose Ramirez in the 5 spot, Cal Raleigh from the catcher for the Mariners.
I was going to say the Mariners guy.
Alex Bregman. From the Red Sox and third.
Yeah, I tell you what, it was funny seeing him in a Red Sox uniform today.
It's weird.
It really is, right?
It's weird.
It really is.
Bobby Witt Jr. Had a walk-off today. He's in second from the Royals. And number one is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, but he hit, what, his 12th home run today?
Yeah, it's a lot.
He's mashing.
My vote would be Cal Raleigh because he has obliterated the Rangers this year. I think in one game that I worked when they were last playing each other, I want to say he hit a home run and a grand slam in the same game. Like, just crushed the Rangers.
Yeah, no, he's having his way. Speaking of having their way, no Steph Curry, no problem for the Golden State Warriors. 2 nights removed from a Game 7 win over the Houston Rockets. The Timberwolves, obviously, less than a week removed from upsetting the Lakers in pretty dominant fashion. Right now, your Golden State Warriors sans...
Your?
Yeah, that's right. There's a handful.
Okay. I mean,
maybe I'm not looking at you. Maybe I'm not looking at you.
Well, then who are you talking to?
The 3 or 4 Golden State fans that are listening right
we
now.
We got 0 Golden State
okay?
fans.
Okay, there's plenty of folks in Dallas that have migrated from California.
I mean, in any event, the fact that they beat Houston, maybe they are my team.
Well,
they're doing the Lord's work.
I'm telling you right now.
What team are we rooting for to win it all since the Lakers are out and the Mavs are out?
I just hope everybody has fun.
Can I read this score real quick, and then I'll finish with the next part? But the Golden State Warriors 55, Minnesota Timberwolves 35, 8:47 left to go in the third quarter.
Steph Curry still not going to return.
Hamstring still sprained.
Still sprained. Anthony Edwards has made a bucket?
I don't think so. I don't think so. They've only got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
About 35 points. And the last I saw was DiVincenzo knocked down to 31. Anthony Edwards has 1 point.
And we saw it was the free throw right before the half ended.
So Anthony Edwards so far is 0 for 10 from the field. He's missed three threes. He's 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Has 8 rebounds and 2 assists, 1 turnover.
Imagine you took his over.
And is -8.
So who's our leading scorer?
Julius Randle with 10.
I don't think they're going to win very many games with that. I mean, the fact that Steph's out and they're still up 20.
Jaden McDaniels has 8. Rudy Gobert has 6. And Mike Conley has as many points as we do.
Well, before we got on the air, there was the Cleveland Cavaliers, Indiana Pacers.
What a finish.
Cleveland is up 7 points with 40 seconds left, has the ball in their hands. They turn the ball over not once, not twice, but 3 times. Siakam even misses a free throw and gives Cleveland another chance. Cleveland does not shoot a shot in the final minute. Tyrese Halliburton goes to the line. They are down 3 points with about 15 seconds
12,
left.
12.7 seconds.
Tyrese hits the first one to make them down 2 points. Misses the second. And listen what happens next.
Lyle's going to let him play. Halliburton steps back and hits. Tyrese Halliburton trying to take Cleveland's heart.
So Tyrese Halliburton gets his own rebound, dribbles it out to midcourt.
That was, to me, forget the three-point shot. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was phenomenal, but he's been great this year and all playoffs long. You got your own rebound from a missed free throw. I mean, how pathetic is that if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers? You got 4 guys on the block and can't none of y'all block somebody out, block out the shooter. Basketball 101, block out the shooter.
I was about to say they are absolutely going to be practicing boxing out a rebounder all practice long heading into the next one.
Going into the fourth quarter, Tyrese Halliburton had 3 assists, 5 rebounds, and 8 points.
Okay.
And he finishes the game with 19, 9, and 4.
Yeah.
A 11-point, 5 rebound, 1 assist, fourth quarter for Tyrese Halliburton. And after he was called the
grown man moves, man.
He was called the most overrated player in the NBA by his peers.
By his peers.
And since then, he has done now to the Bucks and to Cleveland, being down 7 with less than a minute left, and has come back in both games. And he was the one to They had the
spearheaded both
of those. My uncle texted me. I think it's time we have some uncomfortable conversations about Tyrese Halliburton. And we said it 2-3 days ago. You're like, I don't know why everybody hates on him. And
I
was
understand
like,
why people.
And I was like, I'm part of that. He doesn't score a lot. He passes. Doesn't have a great looking jumper. But even I got to look at myself in the mirror. I mean, it's time to kind of start giving this guy a little more respect. I mean, he's putting playoff series on his back. We forget last year, didn't they? I want to say, or was it 2 years ago, ECF?
Yeah.
And then last year's second round, they haven't been a first round exit in a hot minute.
Tyrese Halliburton, and I'll tell you what, I understand. Okay, so he gets added to the USA basketball team roster, which no slouch there, doesn't play a whole lot. Right. So I think that fed into this whole narrative of like, oh, we'll see, he's not that good and that's why. And yeah, but yet the thing about Tyrese Halliburton is that he, even though without, you know, the memes and everything else that came out, here he is making jokes of his own meme, talking about, you know, I'm the class project guy that I didn't do anything, but I still got the A on the, you know, and holding up his gold medal and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand. Now, I wonder if it has to do with his dad. Why he's voted on by his peers as...
I didn't know his dad was as big of an influence until that game.
I didn't either, but then I read an article where they said in NBA circles, it's been discussed for a while.
Maybe his dad's saying how good he is all the time.
That his dad is a menace at games. But it's because it's in Indiana, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Right? And let's call it what it is. See, John Morant goes around, you know, acting like he's some thug, even though he's not. Mm-hmm. All right. His dad's at the game. His dad acts a fool. But, you know, you got Ja acting a fool. Why don't we love a guy like Tyrese Halliburton more? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, his dad's there. Okay. He's out there doing his thing. Like, I would think that, and look, whether you're black, white, whatever, like a father's son. Like, why are we not celebrating that more? Why are we not giving him? And maybe it's because his dad's a jerk. But they said, hey, he's not going to the second round. And I think they said he's not going to any more playoff games, period, after what went down with him and Giannis at the very end. So, either way, look, Halliburton's on his vengeful tour, and I'm here for it.
Oh, that was 2024. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals, yeah, against the Celtics. They got beat. They got swept. They beat the Knicks, who that was a 7-game series.
That's what it was.
They
beat the Knicks in the second round.
And I want to say someone got hurt for the Knicks.
Somebody did get hurt. Who was it?
Brunson was there. It wasn't Brunson. Was it? They didn't have Cat. Yeah. Who was it? Was one of their.
Was it Mitchell Robinson?
I think it was Julius Randle.
Was it OG?
He's always hurt.
No, they didn't get OG until mid this. I don't know. I can't keep up with all of it.
I don't know. We'll figure
Somebody
it out.
Got hurt.
Either way.
I feel like it's got to be Randle because that would be
I think it was
one
Julius Randle.
Like right?
I think Julius Randle got hurt.
Plus, it makes sense. Tracks.
So,
what, Julius Randle getting hurt?
Tyrese Halliburton, we gotta bump him up now, eh?
Well, let's let this series, again, recency bias.
Oh, he's doing it the whole playoff.
I'm not. I mean, again, we're two games in. Mm-hmm. But I mean, what are we?
I'm like, saying he's trending towards. I'm not saying put him top five now today. I'm just saying he's trending towards. He'd have to. You think they're gonna win the series? Up 2-0, going back to Indy.
I'll feel better after game three.
Of course, when they're up 3-0, then you'll make a. I'm just saying, do you think they're gonna win this series, Frederick? Of course, if they're up 3-0, everyone would feel pretty good. They're gonna win. Tom down the street would feel good. They're going
to
win.
No, I'm talking about more from the click because I'm curious to see what Cleveland does.
Cleveland's probably going to blow them out game three. If I had
who comes back though,
what do you mean? Well, I think Cleveland's going to blow them out game three. Game four will be close. I think
I don't think it's a guarantee that they'll blow them out in game three.
I don't think it's a guarantee either. It's just my take. I think they're going
to
blow them out.
Well, but my point to your point is who's coming back is what I'm saying.
Hopefully Darius Garland and Evan Mobley.
They got three dudes that are hurt. So depending upon, and what's today? Tuesday? So when is game three? Thursday.
I don't know. Thursday. I can double check.
I think Tyrese Halliburton is a top 20 player.
Oh, yeah. I think he was a top 20 player before this series.
So I don't know that he changes any different. I think what it does is it just gets people off his back a little bit. Like, you know, this guy's been good. Tyrese Halliburton's been an all-star. He's an Olympian.
Friday. Game three, 6:30. Okay.
I just, like I said, I'm with you. I don't understand why the hate to begin with.
No, I mean, I understood it. I just, it wasn't valid, but I understood where it came from. Like I said, ugly jumper. Doesn't score a lot of points, a lot more passing.
Sean Marion had an ugly jumper.
But no one threw him in the top conversations. Sean Mayer was never like, oh, he's one of the best in the league right now. He was always.
I mean, so I mean, what? So because a guy's got an ugly shot, that changes whether or not he's a top 20 player?
I'm just telling you why. I'm not saying it's valid, Fred. Yeah. I'm just telling you why people thought a certain way.
That's a silly way to think.
Okay, Fred.
Silly way to think.
NBA fans don't always think with their head.
No, they don't. Paige Buckers is going to be on KNC Masterpiece tomorrow.
This guy, Buckers.
I'm kind of upset about that.
Beckers.
I always get the Buckers and the Buckets.
I mean, literally, I feel like I have amnesia every time you say it, because we say the same thing after, and you go, it's because it's Paige Buckets. It throws me off.
We do. We do. She will be on the KNC Masterpiece tomorrow, though.
She will.
She will.
I just wanted to bring that up.
It just kind of randomly popped in my head.
You got a lot of random thoughts.
Because I wanted Paige Buckets to come on our show.
Did you reach out to any of her people? Okay, well, there you go. Were you just hoping she just thought about Fan After Dark while she was driving through Dallas?
I didn't even think about it.
Well, there you go.
So, but I didn't know she was going on KNC so quick. I thought she was playing preseason basketball.
Shout out. Never mind. I can't say what I'm going to say. Keep my comments to myself.
Shout out what? WNBA preseason.
That's not all what I was going to shout out. It was OG. OG Anunoby was hurt. Okay, I'm going to believe you. I want to say Julius Randle was also hurt, but maybe it was two people.
Shout out Ross Lubinsky.
Because he plays in Indiana, he gets overlooked. I don't know if we can do this. A lot of players that play in small markets that we do or don't overlook. I don't think small markets in NBA play as big of a factor, especially when your team's good.
I don't know, because and the only reason I hesitate is because the discourse around Luka Doncic after their playoff exit versus Minnesota.
Yeah.
Now you're starting to see all of, like, you know, the Charles Barkley, let's call it the national media, for lack of a better expression, starting to kind of say what we've kind of felt and had.
Oh, they're saying in out loud what has been said in Dallas for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
But Donovan Mitchell still gets love, and he's played in Utah and Cleveland. Either those are big basketball towns.
But nobody cares if he loses.
Yeah, it's not the same.
If Cleveland loses, you think there's? I mean, how long is the discourse going to be over?
No, that's not at all what I was saying. We were saying why doesn't Tyrese Halliburton have this high? Why don't people praise him more? And Ross is because he's in Indiana. And I said, I don't think that matters as much in basketball if you're in a small market. If you're good,
disagree,
you're good.
I agree, but at the same time, too, though, like
Giannis plays in Milwaukee, and we talk about him every day.
Yeah, but Giannis is also.
That's my point. He's very good.
Yeah, but he's also one of the greatest in the world.
See, and I think what the difference maker is the lack of winning that Indiana has seen in terms of, like, playoff success.
They've been good.
No, and I totally agree, but I'm just saying that in the sense that it's like when you get that ring and you kind of put yourself into, like, the upper echelon of players, that changes a lot of the discourse around you, because it's like, look at Giannis. You literally just said he's one of the best. Would we have said that 5 years ago before he'd won a ring?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, people were saying
he
was top.
Look, his name's the Greek Freak, right? I mean, that doesn't hurt either, yeah. Okay? I mean, and plus, I mean, Giannis is just he's a 7-foot dude that can, you know, outside of shoot, can pretty much do whatever the hell. I mean, the guy can take 2 steps from the top of the key and dunk it. I mean, he's just a different human being.
Why don't people talk about Buddy Hield enough?
What's he want? Buddy, going off.
Low scoring playoffs, man. Unless it's the Pacers playing. Everybody else. Low scores. Round two has been a lot better than round one.
Although, I don't know, that Denver.
What was that, 121-119?
I was going to say, that was a high-scoring game.
That's pretty standard. I wouldn't say that's high scoring. That's pretty standard for an NBA game, 121-119.
Playoffs, though?
I mean, this game, the Timberwolves barely had 30 at half.
Well, no, I mean, no, look, that's a different. I mean, they're just not scoring at all. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, they're playing great. Defense, but my God, you'd have thought these guys were the 95 Bulls or something like that, the way they're clamping down on people. But
remember, I still, the best defensive masterclass I ever saw, probably in my lifetime. What was that? Game 2, Timberwolves last year versus the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Remember when they just would not let them get past half court? I want to say that was game 2. Game 1 or game 2. Y'all remember that series, Nuggets versus Timberwolves. They went 7 games. All the blowouts, the comebacks. That was a really good series.
Tell you what, who's panicking more right now? The Celtics?
No.
Or the OKC Thunder?
Oh, I was going to say the Cavs. Celtics or the Thunder?
We already know the Cavs are, but.
Neither. Neither of them are panicking. I think both are going to take care of the series.
I think the Thunder are.
Probably
sure.
The Thunder more, but I think the Thunder's still going to win that series. But probably
see,
the Thunder more.
I'm not convinced
more.
They will now.
I am. They'll win. And as long as Chet Holmgren doesn't play.
No, I'm telling you right now, the way they were able to win that game yesterday, that's what, to steal home court.
Did any home team win? No. Every home team's lost.
I was going to say, I think every home team
lost. And if Minnesota
lost,
loses tonight.
Which it looks like they're well on their... I mean, you know, there's still another quarter and a half left to go, but it's looking very likely.
We're going to see every home team lose.
Yeah,
and every home team, I would say, was a pretty heavy favorite.
Oh, yeah. I think it was like plus three. Well, last night, they were both plus 300.
If you'd have told me the Cavs, Celtics, Thunder, and Minnesota would all lose game one, the people would call you crazy. And we're a quarter and a half and that happening.
Well, in hell, tell me if you thought that Indiana was going to go up 2-0 over Cleveland. All right, coming up next, the NFL. Now that we've had another week to kind of get further away from the draft, draft grades continue to come out. And while it's not necessarily draft grades that we're excited about, it's still early. And plus, this was such a deep draft. But where are teams at after kind of now? Where's the rebuilding? And what holes are still left to fill for certain teams? We'll take another look at some of the divisions across the NFL. A little Cowboy news as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.